for the fishing fraternity, but right now it's news time. In your top stories, Tunu defends his decision to disband the PKTT. The ANC will challenge the freezing of its bank accounts. Boza says many pupils are not allowed to write certain subjects. Suspended Police Minister Senzo Mtunu has strongly defended his decision to disband the Political Killings Task Team in KwaZulu-Natal. Mtunu appeared before Parliament's ad hoc committee investigating police corruption yesterday. He listed the violence in the Cape Flats in the Western Cape as one of the reasons he chose to disband the task team. He says resources must be used effectively. He says continuous funding one unit, even if it performs well, will not address gangsterism in the Cape Flats. The ANC is expected to challenge the freezing of its bank accounts in court. The accounts were frozen following a court ruling related to the party's alleged debt to Ezweleni Investments. The ANC says the ruling has plunged it into financial and operational crisis. City Press reports that the sheriff of the court has also removed the ANC's office furniture, computer equipment and kitchen appliances from the party's Luthuli House in Johannesburg. Build One South Africa Boza says many pupils are denied the opportunity to write certain subjects in matric because their schools do not offer them. These include mathematics, physical science and accounting. The Minister of Basic Education, Siviwe Gwarube, confirmed the party's concerns in a written parliamentary response. Boza says the lack of these subjects at their schools bars learners from pursuing tertiary education in high-demand fields. The Western Cape government has published a notice of intent to extend the closure of taxi routes in the province. The MEC for Mobility, Isaac Seleku, announced the 30-day closure of routes last month to try and end taxi violence in the province. Taxi organizations have since failed in court attempts to reopen the routes. Seleku says he now intends to implement another 30-day closure of the routes if taxi organizations do not sign a peace agreement. The G20 finance ministers and central bank governors have agreed to launch the G20 Africa Engagement Framework. The ministers and governors met for the fourth time this year. The latest meeting was held yesterday in America. On the sidelines of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank meeting, the Deputy Minister of Finance, David Masondo, says the framework will ensure consistent engagement by G20 to deal with the implements or the impediments to growth and development in Africa. And moving to international news, four people were killed when security forces clashed with mourners of the late former Prime Minister of Kenya, Raila Odinga, yesterday. Odinga died while receiving treatment in India this week. The 80-year-old was a popular politician and opposition leader for many years in Kenya. Many people were also left injured when soldiers opened fire after Odinga's supporters breached a gate at a stadium where his body was lying in state. And sports news. Suspended Netball South Africa president Cecilia Molokwane has spoken publicly for the first time since being banned by World Netball 6 months ago over allegations of financial misconduct and staff intimidation. Molokwane accused senior officials of conspiring with World Netball and SASCOC to damage her reputation and block her re-election for the NSA presidential election. She denied all wrongdoing, saying her expenses were approved by the NSA CEO and that independent audits cleared her. Despite her suspension, Molokwane vowed to continue fighting to clear her name, claiming her passion for the sport is being misrepresented as intimidation. Financials. Gold selling at $4,357.21 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent, $60.89. $1 US, R17.35, the British pound, R23.33, and the euro, R20.32. A Bitcoin, $109,008.76. That's all for this bulletin. Next news at 8. Moving on to the weather now. Having a look at the forecast information supplied by the SA Weather Service, we start with severe weather alerts. No impact-based warnings, but there are fire dangers. Extremely high fire danger conditions over Dr. Beyers Naudé in Kubuye Temba and Enoch Mahajima. No advisories. Western half of the Eastern Cape for the rest of today. Fog patches in places over the interior in the morning. Otherwise, fine and warm, but cool.